Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Amen. We just give God praise. We give God the glory that he's given us grace once again this morning. Amen. It's because of his grace that we come before you sharing what God has on his heart, what God has on his mind to encourage his people. Amen. And we are excited, always enthused about God. Amen. And he's so worthy. He's worthy of our praise, worthy of our glory, worthy of his glory, you know, for us to give him the glory, and he's worthy of the honor. Let us have some prayer, and we'll have some encouragement. Amen. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for your power from on high. God, we thank you that you love us, God. Hallelujah, God, and you sent your son Jesus, amen, to die in our place, take our punishment, amen, and you loved us while we were yet still sinners. And God, we give you the praise, we give you the glory that you've given us the opportunity to be called your children, your child, Lord God. Hallelujah, God, how wonderful and how magnificent. God, we lift you. We exalt you, O Most High God. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for your encouragement. Thank you for the endurance, God, you give your people. Oh, Lord God, we go from faith to faith, glory to glory, and it's all to give you the praise. Oh, God, we magnify you. Oh, God, we thank you. You are great. You are wonderful. And we say hallelujah to your name, oh, God, giving you the highest praise. Hallelujah, oh, God. Thank you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we praise you and glorify you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. Today, we're coming from some more encouragement about the Holy Spirit. If we know anything, Jesus taught us that we would, believers, all believers, not just the first church there, would receive the Holy Spirit. It's the promise. It's the deposit of our inheritance that is to come, the Holy Spirit. He is, amen, the advocate. He is a counselor unto us. He is the spirit of truth. Amen. And Jesus said that we will receive power when we see the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 1. He told them, he said, disciples, wait right here. Tarry for, you know, for a few moments. Amen. And wait for the promise the Father has is going to send you to be in you. And we know the Holy Spirit came with power on that day of Pentecost. Amen. And the believers were filled. They were speaking in new languages. Amen. And to all the amazement of those who were in Jerusalem at that time visiting, they heard the praises of God in their own languages. And so even today, amen, God is still pouring out his spirit. And this is the thing about it. The believers didn't just pray that one time, but it says over in Acts chapter 4, the believers prayed because Peter and John had went before, the council, the Sanhedrin, and they were put in prison. But after they were released, the believers prayed again. They prayed again because they were threatened. They had made threats that you shouldn't be witnesses for Jesus any longer. Don't speak anymore in that name about that way. Amen. The way, the truth, and the life, Jesus Christ. They want to shut him down. They wanted to shut them down. But this is what they did. They prayed. They prayed. And it says, you know, they start off the prayer. It says, how the nations rage. It says, why do the nations rage and the people plot in vain? Verse 26 says, the kings of the earth rise up and the rulers band together against the Lord and against his anointed one. Okay, they did that. They came against Jesus Christ, and they fulfilled all the things that God said that would happen to our Lord Jesus, and it was to fulfill the scriptures. And we know that he was raised on the third day. Hallelujah, praise God. And then it says in verse 31, it says, after they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. Spoke the word of God boldly. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Amen. So, you know, it wasn't just that one time that they received more of the Holy Spirit. It was over and over again. They prayed to receive the Holy Spirit. And it was different times when the Holy Spirit was poured out. You can go through the book of Acts and see the time when the Apostle Paul laid hands on those who had received the baptism of John, but they hadn't received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So he laid hands on and prayed for them, and they received. It was, you know, the time when Peter went to go to Cornelius, and the angel told him to go and get Peter, you know, the specific instructions given by the Lord, and Peter came and was sharing with them about Jesus. And as they was hearing, the Holy Spirit fell on them, and they too began to speak and praise and prophesy in new languages, amen, because the Holy Spirit had been poured out and they were filled up, amen, hallelujah. These were Gentiles, amen, praise God. And so glory be unto God. That's who we are. Everyone that's not a Jew is a Gentile. That means other nations. Amen. So the Holy Spirit is still being poured out today. And up until Jesus, you know, returns, until God decides to shut it down. Man can't decide to shut it down. Man can't decide that the tongues have stopped. The scripture doesn't say that. We can't make a decision on anything that has to do with God's power, amen, with God's timing, with God's anointing. We are, amen, his vessels. We are, amen, children. We don't control the power of God, the Spirit of God, even though some have tried. But God is sovereign. He is on the throne. He is on the throne. God is our Father. And so, as oftentimes, he said, he told us, he taught us, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open unto you. If we know how to give good gifts to our children, our Heavenly Father indeed will give us the Holy Spirit as much as we ask him. And we will see power to be witnesses for Jesus Christ, power to speak boldly the word of God. And we need that. Need us to be bold with it. Look at the news. Look around the world. Isn't there such a great need for the salvation that comes through the Lord Jesus Christ and for the power of God's Holy Spirit? See, we don't even know how to pray. Romans 8 says we don't even know how we ought to pray. But the Holy Spirit in us makes intercession according to the will of God. Hallelujah. And so we need the Spirit of God. Amen. He helps us, amen, to live a powerful, godly, and holy life in Christ Jesus. And it's to God be the glory. It's to God be the praise. Oh, we are at an opportune time. If we are in the last days, and it says over in Acts 2, it says in verse 17, in the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will dream dreams. And your old men, your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. If God is saying that, he was saying it then. He said it even before that time of Pentecost. He said it in the book of Joel. He said it then. He's saying it now. He's saying it forever until he decides, amen, that everything is coming to a completion. And we know that we need a revival. Lord, send a revival. This is not a revival so we can live materialistically better, but it's so spiritually we can live the way God wants us to live, with power and boldness. Amen. Praise his name. I thank God for you. I thank God we come to this time of encouragement. We're going to pray. We're going to fast. That's what they did in times in the past when these revivals took place in this country, in the United States. We're talking about the Azusa Street, amen. We're talking about in Chicago, there was a great revival. In New York, amen, they had noonday prayer. It spread across the country. We're talking about praying and seeking God's face, amen. It is never out of season. It's never out of date to pray and to seek the face of God. Hallelujah. Praise his name. And I encourage you always, as many oftentimes as you are led, to seek and pray and seek the face of our God. He is awesome. He is wonderful. Amen. Glory be to his name. Thank you for joining us. On Tuesday mornings, we have Seeds of Prayer and Praise. Wednesday is Seeds of the Word. You know, Saturdays, it is our for our youth. God's got this. God's got us. Amen. And we want to be an encouragement to the body of Christ. And thank God, amen, that we plant seeds, water seeds, and God is the one who makes them grow. Be blessed. Go with God on today. Amen. And praise his name.